Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. It is a special treat to have today as my guest, my friend, Zane Terrence. Zane is a partner and managing director of Founders Advisors, a merger and acquisition firm serving middle market companies with offices in Birmingham, Dallas, and Houston. Zane brings a unique perspective to his investment banking practice. Before joining Founders, Zane was a leader in IBM's internet consulting practice in the Southeast and the founder of two technology businesses, which he sold to publicly traded companies. As an expert in growth and monetization of internet technology and software companies, Zane is also a popular speaker and author. He has conducted over 50 workshops across the U.S. and Canada for academic and business owners through Vistage, Convey, and other industry-sponsored events. Zane is the founder of Silicon, y'all, an internet summit where successful owners and professional investors share insights, best practices, and Southern hospitality. Zane has a new book out. It's called 17 Reasons Your Business is Not Investable and What You Can Do About It. Zane lives in Birmingham. He is an active volunteer in several nonprofits, including Route 120 Ministries, Family Dynamics, and Church of the Highlands. Zane serves on the Samford University Brock School of Business Dean's Advisory Board. He and his wife, Jamie, are proud parents of three daughters and one son-in-law. Welcome, my friend, Zane Terrence. Well, good morning, Zane. It's so good to see you again. Always brighten my day when I get to have some time with you. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, Mike. Thank you for this opportunity.
Well, so glad that we could finally catch up. You're a pretty busy guy. I'm glad you're back with us, too. You were sick there for a little while, too, so I'm glad you're back.
Man, I had the little disease, and I'm so thankful I have antibodies now and back in the saddle.
All righty. So today, before we hear about your small-time leaders, and I think you're going to talk about a couple of them, before we talk about those guys and what they meant to you, tell us something you're grateful for in your life.
Absolutely. I am grateful. I have three daughters, and my baby daughter is 18. And I am so grateful. She went off to Auburn this fall, just in the growth that I'm seeing in my 18-year-old daughter. Always been a fantastic girl, but you know, we spent a lot of time on our knees, my wife and I, around her. And man, she has just had some explosive growth because of a couple of people that have come in her life. Just had a chance to spend some time with her and eat dinner because it's about to be the holidays and she's come home. And I'm just overjoyed. And I'm on my knees, and I'd be a little worried talking about this. I hate to say this, but I doubt my 18-year-old listens to your podcast. So I'm telling this story, but my wife and I have just been so grateful because when you see one of your kids that, you know, we all worry about our kids at different seasons, but you see them really stepping up and making good decisions and changing some negative patterns, maybe I'm excited. I'm rejoicing.
Blessed man. That's for sure. Have a kid like that. That's still learning.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think you told me a couple of people in your family you want to talk about this first part. So,
yes. Yes. And Mike, you know, I'm grateful for the way you do this format. This is so exciting. And it just gave me a chance to remember. But the first person I thought about that changed really the vector of my life in a couple of sayings is my pawpaw. And my pawpaw was a simple man, but clear thinker. And I remember, Mike, from my earliest days, one of my pawpaw's sayings, he always said, Zane, you don't know anybody until you see them under pressure. And he would specifically say, now, don't you marry a woman, Zane, until you see her under pressure. Mike, that little saying has changed the vector of my life with business partners, with my wife, with myself. Just looking when I'm under pressure, when I'm having those times when things aren't going right, it really reveals who I am and who other people are. And it's really affected me in choosing my partners, choosing my clients. It's really changed my life. And even the way I mentor, raise my family, the way I mentor the people that work with me and for me, it's just a good self-awareness to see what comes out when you're under pressure.
Can, without any names, can you give us a little example of something that made you make a decision one way or the other, that with a person?
Absolutely.
Don't talk about your wife.
Yeah. I was about to say, because she might listen to this. I will tell you, and people that we're bringing in to different companies that I've led, one of the things that's an interview question that I always ask. I say, tell me a time where you were really in the ditch, man. I mean, just a bad time in your life. Tell me about that. And what happened and what'd you do and what'd you learn? That has really affected me by choosing to go forward with somebody. Because if they can't figure out, if they can't really recall times that they were disappointed, they were in pain, that's a problem. And also, if they didn't learn anything from it, then that's a real problem as well. So I would say really my business associates and who I choose to do business with, processing that with them has been one of my favorite dinner conversations. And it's affected me. And I've chosen not to partner with certain people because they really struggle thinking about those painful times in their life. And I'm like, man, that's not reality. Something's not clicking here.
Yeah, that's where the real lessons are. Yeah,
exactly.
And to be able to be self-aware enough to understand and how to manage that, because as you say, that's the basis for any kind of growth, is understanding who I am. So your pawpaw, who else in your family? I think you told me there was one other person, your dad.
My dad. And I've been blessed with uncles and aunts and all these people. But my dad, I mean, just such a blessing in my life. He's still alive, Mike, 82 years old. But my dad taught me since I was real little. I remember this thing that stayed with me. I see myself teaching my daughters this and everybody I'm around. He said, Zane, when you're in conversation or when you're in a setting, a meeting, always sit on the front row and look at people in one eye. Look them in one eye, Mike. He said, He said, they won't be able to tell that you're doing it, but they will know something's going on subconsciously, and that you're with them, you're affirming them, give them feedback. And Mike, since kindergarten, I have sat on the front row, if they didn't assign seats, and look my teacher in the eye, look my instructors in the eye in college. When I started IBM, look at my trainers in the eye, look at my managers in the eye, and I listen and I shake my head and affirm them. Mike, I am convinced that one little thing changed the vector of my life. I've had so much favor from teachers. They liked me automatically because they were affirmed. So there's something magic, spiritual. I have had unbelievable favor from that one little thing that my dad taught me to do.
Wow. Any particular situation you recall where that really played itself out strongly? Yeah.
Absolutely. I can remember as far back as my first grade teacher, Miss Darby. I did become the teacher's pet the first day because I was up there on the front row looking at Miss Darby in one eye and shaking my head, because basically it shows, Miss Darby, you're in a position of authority. I respect you. I view you as somebody that's for me. I view you as somebody that your authority is not overwhelming. It's a gift. It's protection. It changed my school experience forever. And I had amazing success in school. And it's not because of my IQ, but brother, I had stupid success in different, you know, things academically. And I'm convinced it's because they graded my test a little differently, you know, around the essays and stuff later, because they gave me favor. So yes, academically, it changed my life. And then in any training situation in my professional career, when I just gave that kind of respect to the instructor, or if everybody was getting up, giving an introduction, I'd look them in one eye and I'd shake my head like, I'm tracking with you. And it's just like you're pouring this affirmation on them. And again, I'm not trying to manipulate anybody, Mike. I'm genuinely interested. You just can't help when you get this supernatural favor from that little thing. So I don't want to use it as a technique, but you can't. If it gives you all this favor and you're still blessing that person and you're sincere, why not?
Yeah. Have you been in a situation where it was things weren't going so well and you're able to, because you're really saying you're looking into their heart. I mean, that's what you're doing. And they sense that and that you care about them. But can you recall, because I think about what your pawpaw said about under pressure and then look them in the eye. How does that all kind of come together for you? And as you think about your life and what these two men have done for you with those small little comments.
Wow, that is a great point. I've really never put this together, but absolutely. You know, in those tough situations, those tough conversations that we have to have with people as leaders, even if it's in your family or in your work, I've had situations where it is extremely difficult to look somebody in one eye on both sides, the vulnerability of me, you know, the integrity, the honesty. Mike, I can't look you in one eye and lie to you. I can't do it. And also, so I've had some situations where I was parting ways with certain partners and certain employees, and to look them in the eye, and it got emotional. It's tough. But in tough situations, looking a person in the eye too says, I'm with you. I'm a safe place. This isn't easy. But I have your best interest at heart. And I appreciate you looking at in my eyes and trying to at least try to understand my perspective. So, yeah, it's really blessed me. And it's tough. And sometimes I can't do it, Mike. Sometimes, you know, I start leaning down. But even when I do that, your question makes me think I've got some introspection to do if we're having a tough conversation and I'm not able to look you in the eye. There might be something going on in my heart.
What a great word picture you shared with us about your pawpaw, about under pressure and then looking people in one eye. I've never heard that. And on Thursday, you'll get to tell us about John and we'll learn about what he taught you. Zane, thanks so much for being here and we'll see you on Thursday.
Mike, thanks for the time.
Bye. Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to MichaelAllenTate.com or SmallTimeLeaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.